We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, inspiring viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Dr. Steve 2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Zona Atlántica, Siquires, Batán, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicana. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hulf Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Independence Day of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is celebrated. In animal welfare news, European veg and animal rights organizations form a welcomed alliance. In humanitarian news, Canada donates more than $21.5 million for Colombian youth. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 27, is the birthday of the President of Brazil, His Excellency Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Born in 1945 in Garanhuns, Brazil, President Lula was first elected into office in 2002 and then again for a second term in 2006. With His Excellency's guidance, the country has shown economic growth. In 2009, President Lula received the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization's Félix Sufuer Berni Peace Prize. In 2010, President Lula was awarded as a global statesman by the World Economic Forum. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, for your many efforts on behalf of the citizens of Brazil. We respectfully wish you a very happy birthday in the company of loved ones.
Flyer news: quakes cause injuries in China and leave fatalities in Indonesia. On Sunday, October the 24th, a 4.7 magnitude tremor rattled the central Chinese province of Henan, injuring 12 students in a school. In Taikang County, 24 houses collapsed, with cracks and other damage rendered to 40 homes in Fugao County as tremors were felt across the province. In Indonesia the following day, two earlier quakes were followed by a large 7.7 magnitude tremor that struck off the coast of Sumatra 240 kilometers south of Padang, leaving at least 113 people perished and hundreds missing.
Hundreds of homes in the Mentawai Islands and towns along the western coast of Sumatra Island were damaged, with thousands of residents fleeing to higher areas in panic. Disaster Management Agency official Aid Edwards said that at least 2,000 people had sought shelter in temporary camps. Crews of several ships were still unaccounted for, as the tremor had also generated a 3-meter-high tsunami wave, which Mentawai Island residents had reported reaching as far as 600 meters inland. Indonesian crews reported that high waves were hampering their coastal rescue efforts, and aftershocks of more than magnitude 6 continued to shake the affected areas.
Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with Chinese and Indonesian officials to see if assistance is needed, and to go if possible to render aid to the afflicted. She also added that funds are available as necessary.
Our thankfulness for all the timely rescue efforts, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving concern. With sincere sympathies for the lives lost, we pray for the protection of the quake-stricken in both China and Indonesia, and that such distressing events are alleviated as humanity strives toward kinder, eco-stabilizing ways.
Tornadoes strike Texas, USA. A storm bringing baseball-size hail on Sunday, October the 24th, led to the formation of two tornadoes that touched down in Rice and near Lone Oak, Texas. The funnels, 125-mile-per-hour winds, caused minor injury to four people and damage to several homes, as well as knocking train carriages from their tracks. Cleanup crews were immediately dispatched and were helping restore functions as of Monday. We are grateful for the swift assistance of the Texan personnel, as we wish the affected residents a smooth restoration of their stable day-to-day lives. May such extreme conditions subside through our more considerate care for all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. assists Jordan with water aid. On Monday, October the 25th, U.S. Millennium Challenge Corporation Chief Executive Officer Daniel Yohannes and Jordanian Minister of Water and Irrigation Mohammed Nazar signed a $275 million U.S. dollar poverty reduction grant, with the funds being donated to help increase Jordan's supply of available water. The project also seeks ways to streamline water delivery and also to improve sanitation. The government-sponsored U.S. Millennium Challenge Corporation is an agency offering support to nations that progress in economic and social freedoms. Our appreciation, U.S. Millennium Challenge Corporation, and heaven bless your kind assistance to the Jordanian people. May Allah grace the nation with continued development to uplift the lives of many.
Australian pop rock twins pledge to be fur-free. multi-platinum and award-winning Lisa and Jess Origlaso of the Veronicas have joined celebrities like Hollywood actress Eva Mendes and vegan Pamela Anderson to support People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, in speaking out and acting to stop the cruelty of fur in fashion. The singing duo are featured in a PETA ad where the sisters hold up skinned rabbits with a poignant tagline that reads, "Here's the rest of your fur coat." During an interview in Sydney at the unveiling of the ad, Jess, who is a vegan, said, "Designers that still use fur, to us, it is just ignorant. It is unnecessary and it is unacceptable. We don't want to be an ignorant generation. We want to inform people." The Veronica's sisters, Jess and Lisa, "We wholeheartedly applaud your compassionate statement, helping everyone realize that cruelty is not fashionable or beautiful in any era. May we all be awakened to offer our cherished animal co-inhabitants only protection and love."
Loving Hut in São Paulo, Brazil.
Com muito prazer que o Loving Hut recebe todos vocês para este coquetel de inauguração do mais recente Loving Hut no Brasil.
One of the newest additions to the international Loving Hut franchise was launched in São Paulo, Brazil, with a vibrant celebratory dinner. As the world's fastest growing chain of vegan restaurants, Loving Hut has grown from Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of providing the public with quality, wholly satisfying plant-based meals at reasonable prices.
Agradecemos profundamente à fundadora Suprema Mestra Ching Hai pela inspiração e motivação para compartilhar com todos a importância e urgência de adotarmos uma dieta compassiva, sem utilização de nenhum produto de origem animal, restabelecendo assim o equilíbrio da natureza e adotando uma postura ética de respeito a todos os seres vivos.
Special guests of the opening celebration included a number of delighted nutritionist doctors and other meat-free advocates, as well as VIPs such as São Paulo State Deputy Feliciano Filho and Secretary of the Environment in the City of São Paulo, Eduardo Jorge, who expressed his appreciation for the vegan locale.
Porque do ponto de vista ético, do ponto de vista da saúde e do ponto de vista ambiental, a postura, o compromisso dos vegetarianos, ele é importante. Assim, a inauguração de um restaurante como esse é algo muito importante para São Paulo. Eduardo Jorge, secretário do Meio Ambiente da cidade de São Paulo. Seja vegetariano, seja ecológico, para salvar o planeta.
Loving Hut São Paulo has continued to bustle with customers who are attracted by the eatery's innovative atmosphere and appetizing menu.
Gostei muito da comida, né? Os temperos realmente são muito bons, realmente diferente do que a gente está acostumado a comer por aí, né? Os sabores despertam várias coisas na gente. Você vai comendo, você vai sentindo coisas diferentes, assim. É muito, muito legal.
E está, acho que, super bem localizado. Se puder arrebanhar essa molecada toda aqui das escolas aqui pertinho, vai ser o máximo. A gente tem um monte de vegetariano vegano.
Mas o que eu gostei, a comida é gostosa, então, mas mais que isso foi o atendimento diferenciado, você, o carinho. A gente vê que é um restaurante feito com carinho, né? Então me senti bem aqui, que outras pessoas possam experimentar, né, esse momento aí de tranquilidade e carinho.
Congratulations, São Paulo Loving Hut. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her steadfast encouragement of the compassionate ideals of this international family of vegan restaurants. As such scrumptious, cruelty-free food becomes more easily accessible, may we soon herald a vegan world where harmony prevails among all.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes,
prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
His Holiness the Dalai Lama offers a message of peace. Addressing a crowd of 30,000 in the city of Toronto, Canada, the Tibetan spiritual leader spoke with optimism of recently changing attitudes towards war and said that today's youth has a moral responsibility to uphold the values of a harmonious and caring world. His Holiness stated, "Destruction of one part of the world is destruction of ourselves. We must promote the concept of dialogue for a happy and peaceful century. Whenever we will see a problem, we should resolve it through dialogue. We are grateful, Your Holiness, for your encouragement toward peaceful ways of life. Blessed be such endeavors in inspiring tranquility and respect among all humankind."
Save our planet. Toxic algae could become a tipping point. A recent article in The Big Issue, the most widely read weekly magazine in Scotland, UK, notes that infestations of cyanobacteria, also known as blue-green algae, are occurring with ever greater frequency in both inland and ocean waters worldwide. Authored by feature writer Adam Forrest, the article goes on to say that not only do such proliferations disturb ecosystems and promote the formation of dead zones, they are also harmful to humans and animals, with exposure that can cause vomiting, blistered skin, and even death. The spread of these algal blooms has been notably linked to agricultural runoff from fertilizers and livestock manure, which is then aggravated by climate-related temperature rise. Areas that have recently seen outbreaks include the Baltic Sea in Europe, Lake Erie in the USA, Lake Victoria in Africa, and several lakes in China. In the Baltic Sea, for example, record high temperatures this past summer led to an immense patch of the toxic algae that stretched from Finland to the south coast of Sweden.
In Scotland, UK, the Environmental Protection Agency cancelled at least two highly popular inland lake swimming events after cyanobacterial concentrations from the algae were found to be twice the level considered safe. Of even greater concern is the threat posed by global warming, as additional pollution, along with continued rising temperatures, could cause algae to overrun waters throughout the planet. Following a study by US scientists linking five past mass extinctions with toxic algae spread, environmental experts such as ecologist Russ George said that oxygen-deprived aquatic ecosystems could easily collapse.
We thank journalist Mr. Adam Forrest and The Big Issue in Scotland for calling attention to this danger. May humans everywhere strive to protect the planet through lifestyles that are sustainable and in harmony with nature.
During an October 2009 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed such detrimental effects while emphasizing the need to eliminate livestock raising to reverse the effects and safeguard marine ecosystems.
The livestock sector is probably the world's biggest source of water pollution. Excessive animal waste, chemical fertilizers, and pesticides degrade waterways, killing aquatic organisms by creating algae blooms, which in turn chokes the oxygen from water systems and help form these oceanic death zones. The number of oxygen-depleted oceanic death zones had increased from only 49 in the 1960s to 405 in 2008, and I'm sure there's more now. Regarding the concrete instructions and guidance to avoid the planet's destruction, it's a game. Be veg, go green, do good deeds, and be loving. That's a loving way to live. That's a noble way to live. We must develop our innate noble qualities Because after all, we are human beings, and it's the only way we can save the planet from destruction.
Save our planet. Using comprehensive computer modeling and other types of calculations, scientists at the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, state that dry conditions spread by continued global warming will cause unprecedented droughts in many of the world's most populated areas.
Save our planet. Singapore's government asks neighboring Indonesia to impose stricter regulations on illegal forest fires in an effort to reduce health-threatening air pollution that now affects Singaporeans as well as neighbors in Malaysia.
Save our planet. Brazil's government announces $13.5 million allocated for food delivery, water purification, and pumping in drought-stricken Amazonas state, where remote river communities have been left isolated as parts of the Amazon and its tributaries run dry.
One of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I enjoy eating only plant-based foods. Today, I would like to share a tip about understanding your feline friend's mood. Your kitty is probably happy if you notice her or his ears slanting forward and tail up high. A sure sign of a contented cat friend is when she or he is sitting or lying down with eyes half closed and purring. Have many lovely days with your beautiful companion. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In cultural news, today is the Independence Day of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, commemorating its autonomy gained in 1979. Internationally famous for its clear and calm waters, this Caribbean nation consists of the island of St. Vincent and 32 smaller islands of the Grenadines. Its remarkable Tobago Keys, a national marine park, is known as the jewel in the crown of the southern Grenadines. Today is also the Independence Day of Turkmenistan, observing its self-rule attained in 1991. Situated in the northwest of this Central Asian country is the notable locale Konya Urgench. A United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site, it contains monuments mostly from the 11th to 16th centuries. A mosque and a 60-meter-tall minaret are some of these. May the gentle citizens of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Turkmenistan have a memorable Independence Day.
In animal welfare news, vegan and animal rights organisations join together. The European Vegetarian and Animal News Alliance, IVANA, has been formed to share information about important happenings in the animal world and events which influence the veg community. Currently bringing relevant news in 7 languages, IVANA is seeking to expand the areas of the globe and languages that are reflected in its broadcasts. Bravo, European Vegetarian and Animal News Alliance, on your noble efforts to save our loving animal friends and Earth through humanity's adoption of the plant-based diet. We wish you much success and Godspeed. Up next on Noteworthy News, Canada will help Colombian youth stay in school. We're going to thank God for all the good news in the world. Be right back. More excellent news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elegant news for a refined world. In humanitarian news, Canada donates more than $21.5 million for Colombian youth. The Canadian International Development Agency will contribute the funds to non-governmental relief agency Plan Canada and to the United Nations High Commissioner on Refugees. Areas to be addressed include helping provide quality education and daycare, as well as encouraging children to continue their schooling. Recreational and income-earning activities will also be supported. In addition, approximately 60,000 internally displaced children will be helped to reintegrate into the education system. Our sincere gratitude, Canada, for your generosity and loving concern. May beautiful Colombian youth gain many benefits from these caring endeavours.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Bassa, a language spoken in Liberia and Sierra Leone. It is entitled Tech Support.
Nsomb nyunga abasebe murbolo likenge. Meyeli nore yibike matila nisede yong. Ndinkebe, ki meyeli bebong, murbolo likenge abarnye. Longe, ugwe sede ikere nginga sede nga. Iin, nsom nyunga abitimbe. Imbeke matila weli bongul, murbolo likenge abibat. Nsom nyunga atimbe. Ke matila, oto, megwebe ke matila. Iye kere nginga sede, ki yoso meye nok, yendig mihel haramima yogbe.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Chen Hai, I am happy and full of gratitude that I somehow connected with you. Since I read your book, I immediately turned vegan. It's because of you. I'm very happy that you're here with us. My country is Mongolia. I hope all the Mongolians become vegan. I really wish to meet you soon if it's God's gift. I really want to meditate as soon as possible, to be enlightened, to help others. Your love is boundless and endless. Yours respectfully, Norjerma from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia.
Greetings, Norjerma. Your sweet message is appreciated. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Noble Norjerma, thank you for your lovely note. That you are a vegan and wish to meditate to help our world is wonderful news. Of course we can help you realize that birthright. Please contact any of our centers. I am at your service. May you and your land be blessed by the Most High. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your path to heaven be illuminated by infinite glories.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To encourage dialogue and negotiation in furthering world peace, China donates $100,000 each to the United Nations Trust Fund for Preventive Action and the Trust Fund in Support of Political Affairs.
Renowned former U.S. television host and animal activist Bob Barker writes a letter to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, calling for the humane cancellation of a plan to perform radiation experiments on monkeys.
Since a 2007 ban on public smoking was enacted in the city of Chandigarh, India, officials now note that tobacco use has been reduced by more than 50%.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper announces a donation of $980,000 to assist Haiti in halting the spread of cholera.
Denmark donates 3,000 tents to the United Nations Refugee Agency, which is airlifting them to assist flood-stricken residents of Benin.
The state of Florida, USA, officially lifts a ban on child adoptions by parents of the same gender, thus expanding the prospects for thousands of available children to be adopted into forever loving homes.
Palestinian Minister of Transportation Sadi Al-Khurunz announces that the government is set to commence construction on a West Bank International Airport that will transport both passengers and freight, with pilot and staff training already underway.
The city of Milan, Italy, organizes an exhibition from Egypt, Iran, India and Spain featuring the beauty of Islamic artwork to provide understanding and insight into the Muslim world. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.